1027 Breakfast.
Reverend Sona is here with us. She comes in every single week, as you well know, and gives us some words of wisdom and maybe grounds us a little bit as we approach the weekend. Good morning, Sona.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Nice to have you here.
It's lovely and cool in here.
It is. Well, it's so warm out there at the moment.
Yes. And you're in your official regalia this morning.
I am.
You're very smart.
Thank you. It's good to look smart in the morning.
Yes, it is.
So as Parky knows, I absolutely love birds.
Right.
And we're privileged to live where we have the African harrier hawks that regularly roost in our palm trees. Every now and then an owl on the roof.
Yes.
But I never get really close to them. I watch and admire them from a respectful distance. And on Sunday, this changed when luckily I was the first one to arrive at church. Not unusual because I unlock it.
Yes.
I found a female spotted eagle owl that clearly unwell. And well, sitting right at the security gate of the church.
I think they follow you, quite frankly.
I also think so. So after making sure no one could come into the church car park at all, quite ironic because the priest was banning people from coming to church, I used my rope to catch her, take her to my office, and then I called for help. And I'm happy to say she's making excellent progress, thanks to the quick response of this wildlife NPC and their knowledge. There's another add-on to that, because last night we had a council meeting,
yes,
and her mate was there, and I know she's got a mate because they've bred in our garden there before.
Right.
And he was sitting on the wall above where she was, and it was actually really sad because he was calling for her softly, softly, softly.
Ish.
And wouldn't even move with us walking in and out. But it's the first time I've held an owl, and I was surprised at how light she is. I actually peeked into the rope to make sure she was still there because she lay very, very still, pretending that she wasn't alive.
Yeah.
She had eaten a sick pigeon, so by the time I got her help, luckily she will make it, but we have to do that quite quickly. But I thought of that expression as I held her, the wise old owl. And while I've heard so many disparaging comments about their wisdom because they have a very tiny brain, they have those huge eyes, this one I think did show wisdom because she sat where I couldn't miss her and she got help. So it made me wonder, how wise are we? One of the areas I've been focusing on with a few people who come to talk to me is looking at making wise choices.
Right.
So one choice would actually be, and men need to hear this, seek help when you need it. Something we sometimes find hard to do, and it's a topic on its own, so I won't go into it now. Mm. But how do we make other choices? Choices that affirm, create joy, don't harm, build up. How do we make sure that when we speak with a tone that people find acceptable, and it's what we actually mean, because sometimes you speak without thinking. How do we ensure we respond, don't react, practice the pause, sit on our hands, Parky, something you taught me, being deeply aware of consequences, not blindly going through life. And I think the minute we work out how much better it is for all, the benefits of making these good decisions, we should find it easier to change the way we respond. There's that expression, to every action there's a reaction. I think it comes from science, but yeah. I prefer there's a consequence to every action.
And that there is.
If we look at the environment, we see it, and this heat that we're having is probably from the way we're behaving on this planet.
Mm.
So I know that when I eat the right food, I feel better and sleep better. Apparently, our bodies secrete dopamine. Not aware of my body doing this, but I just know how good it feels. So when I'm tempted to eat the wrong food, I remind my brain of the discomfort it's going to bring. And sometimes it's worth it. Parky will know because he came out to dinner and I made him eat cheesecake. and he did moan the next day.
Yes.
But cheesecake and chocolate, I mean, those are my two weaknesses.
And it's beautiful, I have to say.
Yes. But at least when I make that decision, I'm doing it. It's a formed decision. I think about it. Another example would be paying a compliment.
Mm.
Doesn't it make us feel good when we pay compliments to people? Thanks to Simon this morning saying I look smart.
You do. Very smart.
Far better than grumbling, gossiping, criticizing. Probably because we secrete oxytocin. And we know this feedback loop and we need to remember it. So one of the reasons people listen to breakfast shows is it makes them laugh. And they secrete endorphins. So let's go for a walk. Laugh more. I've read that one bad apple spoils a barrel, and that's true. But imagine the difference we can make around those and ourselves if we choose to make people happy today. Wise choices. Seek to build up, affirm, to grow. Choices for peace, laughter, and joy. And we just need to be aware of that feedback loop and the consequences of our actions, and I think we'll do that. So I'm not going to wish you a great week. I'm going to say, have a week making wise choices, and you will definitely have a better week than if you make the wrong choices.
I like it. I like it a lot. And of course, Sona is back this coming Sunday. She'll be live on Hot 102.7 from Sunday, 6 a.m. through to 6:30, and is on our socials this morning from 9 o'clock. Have a wonderful day, and
thank
may you make the right choices this week as well.
Thank you.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast with AirLink.
Wake the fun up with
Parky, Bunny, and Simon.
Fly Air Link, connecting Southern Africa.